You know, he's never done an interview ever in his life. Make some noise for Sir Trill one time. What do you think the problem is, or people have a problem with you?
If you don't like me, cool. I don't like you too, you cool. When we wanna fight, do it.
You speak about your frustrations a lot in this music industry.
I've even learned to smile when I don't want to. That's how the industry is.
Story.
Sometimes I don't have food to eat at night. Bro, do you know the pain of water? Have you ever stopped to a point where you drink water, it's painful? From yeah, me, I come from there. So, young mamba matan. Like others are just scared to say. Nang pumelo kshin, fit morning king are. Ang so, mga ba lung sig in fit time. But nakla bazish.
Yes, you haven't seen a cent from the music you drop?
Where's the money?
Mm.
It's only money that I want. Nah, this bro took 100% of everything.
We want to know, who is this fruit man? Come on, fruit man. Hey. All right, y'all. Welcome back to the LTD podcast. Today, we got a very special episode. But before we get to that, big news alert. Legendary R&B group, Drew Hill, is coming to the country. Oh, yes. In association with Ringers, right? I got a dope competition for you guys where you can win some VVIP experience tickets, right? First of all, let me tell you what you win. So you get to win tickets to the concert. You get to win after-party tickets where you actually get to party with Drew Hill and get to meet them. You win hotel accommodation for free, drinks for free, food for free. So come on, you don't want to miss out on this one. And obviously, I'll be your host for the night. So you know it's going down. Watch the show at the end, and I'm going to tell you how you win these tickets. Yes, sir.
This is what we're here for. It's the LTD podcast.
Joe.
Ha! Ha! Ha!
Why am I the host?
Boom, boom, boom.
I'm going to my son, Lil Wayne, Uric Ross.
Let's go.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back to the LTD podcast. This is happening for the very first time. You know, he's never done an interview ever in his life.
Yes, sure.
I'm a fan of his music, and a lot of you guys have been requesting him on the show. So can we please one time make some noise for Sir Trill one time?
Sure.
What's going on, Trill?
Not much, big bro. I'm just chilling.
Thank you for coming, bro. You don't do interviews.
At all.
You've been running these streets, you've had smash hits, everything, but no interviews been seen of you. Is there a reason why you don't do interviews?
Yeah, I think it's because, you know, like where I come from and people that raised me, you know, it's always like, I just wanted people to know me for music. Mm-hmm. That was all, you know, not for anything else. Just know me for music. And at some point, I didn't even want to post pictures on Instagram.
Damn.
Maybe you've seen that. Sometimes I post, I remove.
Yeah.
I don't want to be seen that later. And then my manager was like, yo, you need to start putting the face to the voice. So start posting yourself. Then I started posting and everything started happening like that.
Yeah. And I think, bro, like a lot of people just want to know what, because once you get invested in the music, you get invested into the artist.
Mm.
And I feel interviews are important for people to know from you.
Because
we can make our own perceptions by seeing what's happening on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I feel it's important when we get to find out from the real source.
Yeah.
How you think, what's going on. Since it's your very first interview, I want to discuss everything that has to do with Sir Trill.
Damn.
Literally
okay, let's
everything.
Do it. Let's do
like,
it.
I want when people leave this interview, they're going to be like, I know Sir Trill. It must feel like they've been chilling with you forever.
Yeah. Let's
so
do it.
Let's start from the very beginning.
Man, yeah.
You were born in Soweto, ne?
Yeah, Soweto. Deep Kloof, Zone 1.
Oh, Deep Kloof.
Yeah, so.
Make some noise for Deep Kloof one time.
Yeah, sure.
Tell me about your upbringing in Deep Kloof.
Ish. I actually was born in Soweto, and then I left to Alex.
Alex.
Yeah, so Alex, that go in the way.
Chris, East Bank, he was in the bougie side of Alex. If you guys don't know Alex,
I'm from 18.
Go 18.
Yeah, I got just kick, but I studied in East Bank.
Okay. My granny used to
until I think grade 6, and then I left. I went to Soweto.
That's why I fucked with Sir Trail. He's from
LX. I went to Soweto.
Okay.
Yeah, shit.
Okay.
Yeah, then I left. I went to Soweto. Mm-hmm. And then I come from a family, church family, you know?
Yeah.
That everybody sings.
Yeah.
I know it's hard to believe, but everybody can sing.
Okay. From, you start in the choir?
Yeah, start in the choir. Then,
let me know your family dynamic. Are you growing up with both your parents?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah, you feel me? My dad was a soldier. And then mom was a flight attendant. You know, never owe much.
Yeah.
You know? So it's why I'm in car and everyone had to get to, you have to fight for yourself. Most they definitely. Beat you in the streets, go back, fight for yourself. You feel me?
Definitely.
But everything was cool. Everything was nice. And then from the choir, started going to Slachis. Remember Slachis?
Yeah.
Where you guys were rapping, right?
Yeah,
you guys were
not playing. Yeah.
Started going there. Just, you know, just listening, understanding it. From understanding it, let me see if I can come up with lines like that.
Yeah.
From started coming up with lines. I met Red Button and Pro Kid and everybody.
Yeah.
Started rap. I was that, you know, like that little kid that's always in the back there. Yeah. For me. Lurking there.
You told me something interesting, like you used to battle out there.
Yeah, I used to battle. Yo,
and you said you never lost a battle, right?
Never. They can tell you.
You never lost a battle out there?
No, sir.
Where's the 8 mile? Where's the 8 mile? You got footage, my feet.
It's been a minute since I felt the way I'm feeling. Deep conversations every time that we chilling. I'm finna be yours and you be mine as you with it. Hop on my bed and I'll take it off since I feel it. You got my heart, now be careful, don't break. Got me thinking range, fresh thing when I make it. A chance to real love, all we gotta do is take it. I'm falling in love, they just wanna see you naked.
So you started when? What year?
Piano, maybe let's say 2020.
2020.
Yeah, like just to catch
in
it.
In the
like
beginning of COVID.
Yeah, just grab it.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to listen to other people and learn it. Okay. But it took me maybe like 3 months. I was like, okay. Because my brother's doing it already. You
know? Okay.
So I'm like, and I'm already helping him. You know, sometimes you come up with stuff right together. Mm-hmm. You know? And then I was like, let me try this thing. And then the first song was Mduva. First music video. Don't watch that. Hey, I looked funny there.
The big. What video is this?
I had a big shirt. Yeah. What's the song? Realize the Piano. Yeah, okay. Realize the Piano. Yeah, that was the first song.
Panga, please insert a little bit of that clip, so people can see which video is this, you know?
Yeah, Realize the Piano. Hey, I look tough there for me. I didn't have clothes to, you know, to wear and everything, but that song actually put me onto things. And then I was also doing, do you know FK Mesh? He does the Afro House.
Mm-hmm.
He does Afro House. It isn't deep. He does Afro House. And then DOH, and then Prince KB heard me from one of the songs that were not dropped at that time.
Yeah.
I don't know how he heard it, you know. I was like, who's this kid? Yeah. I want this kid. And then they called me. I pulled up and I did Wash with Prince KB.
Oh, yeah.
And then things started going up. Okay.
Prince now, KB was actually our last guest on the show.
Yeah, you feel me? So he heard me from one of the songs. And then he was like, bring that boy here. Pulled up. First song, you know you're nervous, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very nervous. First song, I'm like, let me try it. First song was alright.
Mm-hmm.
Was alright. And then second song, I was like, let me go outside and have a smoke. I'm coming back. He was playing a beat. I'm coming back. Went outside, came back. 20 minutes song done. He was happy. Like, I couldn't believe it too.
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah. And then from there, things started going up. And then the song that you're asking for, it came after that.
John Wick came after
that. Yeah, it came after that. Yeah.
I think John Wick was more of like a national hit.
Mm-hmm.
The other joints, maybe like a lot of people heard, but there's those type of songs that take your career from and to the next level. I feel maybe because I'm talking from a national point of view where we all hear the record. So would you feel like you were discovered for you to get into the piano space?
No.
Or no one discovered you?
No. Prince KB discovered me. I give him that. For me, I give the homie that.
Yo,
He didn't discover me. But he heard me from somebody he was working with. It was like, who's and I was already having that one song that's already having motion, right?
Yeah.
And then he was like, pull up. I pulled up there, and we did those songs. And then, but the first song I can say people started seeing my face and knowing me.
It's Prince KB.
Was
we must hear from Prince KB.
But that's the truth. No cap. That's the
shout
truth.
Out Prince KB.
Shout out.
You know what I mean?
Shout out, my dog.
He's got enough props where he is.
So that's how it started. And then John Wick came after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you dropped, 2021, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You had smash after smash after smash after smash after. How did your life change? I mean, you were talking about your first video when you were just funny, but
yeah.
I feel that's beautiful when you have something documented to see where you started.
Mm-hmm.
So how you elevate. Mm-hmm. I always love stories when I hear artists before they've made it. Because you get to see the transition. Oh, this person started here and then they elevated.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, how does your life change now from where you were to having the hits now? In 2021, bro, I would say you are the hardest
artist
smoking.
Hey, shut up.
How does your life change? Tell me from everything personally.
You know what's funny?
Yeah.
Life didn't change in 2021.
Ah, come on.
For real. When did it change? It was lockdown, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, so
it was lockdown.
Yeah,
so but come on, I'm sure the honeys were looking at you more now. Like
I told you, nobody really knew my face. I didn't have no pictures, nothing. I was trying to go the her route, you know, her.
Yeah,
you can't see my face, but you can know the voice. Yeah. You know, yeah, you know the voice, you don't know the face.
Yeah.
As long as, and then I didn't know it doesn't work like that.
It doesn't, bro.
You know, and then from there, 2021, hey, I'm hearing my songs in the streets.
Yeah.
From,
yeah.
Okay. I'm hearing more than like 3 songs. I'm like, eh. Like sometimes I'm chilling with people like this buying quarter there in the hood.
Yeah.
They're playing the song. They don't even see it.
They don't know who is you.
Yeah.
Eh.
I'm still the same dude.
Mm.
You feel me? No money, nothing.
Mm.
Still the same. Still the same nigga. And then lockdown ended, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then my Swan Matrix and DJ Kiwi Baby came. Hey, dog, let's do a live video of you singing live, just playing chords for mm-hmm. me and drums, and a video of you singing live, like for us to put a face for me, like in these songs for me, or like in this voice for mm-hmm. me. So let's do a live video of you singing these songs, and every song that you have that's out, that's hot right now, just sing every song.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did that. I was like, I don't know, maybe, I don't know. Like I was not sure. And then posted that video, it went viral.
Mm.
You know, I can say that's one of the things that put my face into the songs and into the voice. Mm-hmm. You know, and then from there, yeah, that was it. That was it for me. And then after the lockdown, and then bookings took time to get in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there were people who were performing my songs, like yeah, they would be, feel me? Like people would blow up before me, like they're performing the same songs for me. So I'm like, hey, I have to make sure I put my face on this voice. And then I did that, and then we were out.
Would you say you not wanting to put your face out there, would you say you're a little bit of an introvert?
Yeah. For real. You can see it's my first interview ever.
Yeah.
For me, yeah. I prefer being close there with the gang. For me. With the gang, I'm crazy. Obviously, when you're with your friends.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
But I'd rather stay in the house.
You rather stay in the house.
Yeah, stay in the house, in the studio.
I've never seen you. I haven't put it out. This is the very first time I actually meet Sir Trill. I've never seen him in a club, in a party, nothing.
Yeah.
You don't go out.
I do.
You do.
I turn up. I won't lie. I turn up.
For real?
Yeah. With the gang, yeah, I turn up. But the reason why you won't see me is because even if I go to a club, I always put myself in the corner there with my friends. I don't have famous. I don't have friends in the industry.
For real?
I have the same friends I had when I was rapping.
Yeah.
Same friends. And they like hiding me, these ones. So it might be chilling like this, and then they'll just hide me. You know, so I can get in, drink, have fun, do everything without everybody actually realizing I'm there.
Is there a reason you don't have friends in the industry?
Like, you know how this thing is.
Tell me. You're a lot of people been, watching. They want to know.
You've been here, you know. You've been here.
Yeah.
You know, there's not actually... In the industry, there's no actually friendship. If you get it, you're lucky. You know, it's what you can do for me.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's like
so you right feel now, friendships in the industry are transactional.
Yeah, it's like, what can you do for me? What can I do for you?
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Me as somebody who has a big heart, I've helped a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But they never helped me, you know? Mm-hmm. And then that's when I turned like, okay, let me just stick to the game. For me. I tried to be, you know, a couple of them. Like, some of them we cool, even now.
Yeah.
For me, we nice. But it's just I have this song. I have this beat. I think you'd fit on it. Pull up, same gang, with the same gang, record, be out.
I think this is a good time, Pange, to go to this clip. We have certain clips of you.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like for us to elaborate, because a lot of people don't get to hear from Sir Trill. A lot of people might get a lot of things misconstrued. So you're talking about friends, right?
Yeah.
So let's play and explain it to us so we understand. Because there's no context to these interviews or these videos. Yeah. So please play that.
I get the end of it. All right. Let's do this. I'm going to play you artists that I was on their albums. And I had the best songs on their albums. I helped them out. But they were not on my album.
Okay. that's you speaking about exactly what we spoke about.
Mm-hmm.
You helped a lot of artists.
Yeah.
But it was not reciprocated on your side.
Yeah. So, like, you know, like you said, 2021, 2022, I was shutting.
Hardest thing smoking.
So,
yeah.
Everything I had to drop, I had to have so chewing.
Yeah.
So, I would have been greedy and said, nah, I'm locking this in.
Mm.
I'm just going to do this for myself.
Mm.
You know, but I was like, ah. There's hotmans that I know that have been playing for me. I go to party, they've been playing. They ask me for songs. I grew up listening to this person playing and everything. Let me just do a song for me. Do a song. I don't know it's going to be a hit. Do a song. Hit.
Okay. You should know anything's a trail, upside. You should know.
I have my days. I have my days. Feel me? And then the song.
Yeah.
We do the song. The song gets big. But this hot man here is stocky. Feel me? Like, we've never have like had a problem with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we never actually had a problem with each other. But like here, what I was trying to say was, I was trying to show what I just said. You feel me? Okay. Sometimes what you show to people, for me, like what you do for people, that's my lesson.
Yeah.
Don't expect somebody to do what you did for them.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
That's what I learned. And then, and at this point in this video, for me, like you said, like I never say much. I don't go anywhere. But
it's in riddles.
Yeah, but
so we make up our own assumptions.
Yeah, but everybody has a breaking point. We're all human.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you sit down, like you look at your catalog, you look at your friends, you look at everything that's going on, and you're like, ish, I actually deserve, like we should be far by now.
Most definitely.
You feel me? And then you go back, you're like, oh. Because when I meet people, they always say, hey, boy, like your catalog is crazy. There's a lot of songs.
Mm-hmm.
And then most of the songs are not mine.
What you mean they're not yours?
They're not. I made them for other people. They're not mine. Like, I was trying not to be greedy.
You were in studio just recording for other people.
Yeah, like, I was trying.
This catalog is long. Yeah, I have it written down. Can someone bring me my phone quickly?
Yeah, but the catalog that you have, check if any song is mine.
Bring my phone quickly. We need to run down Sale Chill's resume quickly to remind some of you niggas. Pange, why are you crawling like a snake? Relax, bro. Okay, let's go. I need to run down his resume. Mm. We're going to do this. Make sure people understand.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Pay attention. In case you guys thought you were dealing with a rookie. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is the resume. Sir Chill's resume.
Damn,
hits on hits. Okay, let's go. We got John Wick.
All right.
Abay Koredi.
All right.
Vulumlom.
Hey.
Isingisi.
Hey.
Hosh.
Hey.
Tio.
Hey.
Pula.
Hey.
Amasheli.
Hey.
Chomiyabi.
Hey.
Dogotela.
Hey.
Don Tatazel. Uthando Lwami. Emlanjin. Is there anything I forgot? This is extensive.
There's probably 100 songs you have mentioned.
This is like in a space of like what? Two years?
A year.
Okay,
those songs are done in a year.
That's crazy, bro.
And then there's probably like 50 songs you mentioned there.
There's what? 50 songs I didn't mention here.
That you didn't.
So you are saying most of these songs are not your songs?
None of them are.
None?
No.
How?
Like I told you, you feel me? I blew up with the Prince KB thing, you feel me?
Yeah.
But I feel like it actually worked for me.
Okay.
I knew what I was doing.
Okay.
For me, because if I plant a bomb here, a bomb there, bomb with them tutor, bomb with this person, bomb with this person, even if you're trying to stop it, which one are you going to stop? You're not going to stop all of them.
Mm-hmm.
For me. But me doing that spreads me in different hoods. For me, tutors from the east. If I have a song with them too, I know in the east be nice.
Yeah.
For me. Yeah, like other bros are from PTA and then there's bros from my hood. I know. Like I'm trying to spread the voice to it for me everywhere. And that's me thinking the bros are gonna do the same thing.
Yeah.
Like when it's time to help the boy, just get it. You feel me? Like I'm doing with an open heart. Like let's just work.
So let's break it down. You helped other artists. We can see how many songs you were in.
Mm-hmm.
Would you who are some of these artists that you helped? not even helped, did songs with.
Yeah, let's say,
let's not say songs helped. With. Did songs with.
Yeah. Let's not say helped. Almost everybody, if you actually think about it,
yeah,
almost everybody was in the game right now. Start with Semi-T.
Semi-T.
Remember Semi-T?
Yeah.
And then we put up with the singies and other songs, and then them Tudor.
Mm-hmm.
For me, like just to be solidified for me, and everybody calling him John Wick now for me. Mm-hmm. It's so space everything for me because it was those two songs.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to the Pori camp. We did Banyana for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know the song we did Banyana. I didn't mention that song. We did Banyana with Pori.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to TJ and Sags and did what was it? Don't Atazer.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Durban. We did Puza with Tugzen.
Mm-hmm.
We did Istawa.
Mm-hmm.
I went to. I actually went to a lot of.
You've broken it down, the people you work with. Yeah.
And then the first song he ever had, the boy that's working right now, Leave Me Crazy. His first song was It Me.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
He's a fan of. Yeah.
Yeah, his first song.
And he's big right now.
Yeah, his first song was
The first song he ever did was with you.
Yeah, like a piano song that like slapping was with me.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So I want to fully understand this, and I want the people watching to fully understand. When you say we realized you went and collaborated and made their situation bigger.
Yeah.
When you say you feel they didn't help you, how in which way they could have helped you? You feel that they didn't come help you?
You're a producer, right?
Yeah.
I produce two sometimes, but I decided to leave that alone. Like I cannot do everything.
Yeah.
And then I'm a vocalist.
Mm-hmm.
Like we need each other. I need your production for me to have a song.
Mm-hmm.
You need a vocal for you to have a song for me. So definitely, obviously, like I need beats,
for
me, like production. Or maybe let's say we agree, and then we say we're gonna make 5 songs, right? Or we're gonna make 3 songs.
Mm-hmm.
Out of these 3 songs, I'm gonna take one. You're gonna take one. You're gonna share one.
Mm.
Niggas take all of them.
When you go into studio, the songs that you make, they don't end up being your songs. They take all the songs for themselves.
Yeah, for me. And at that time, I don't care because I'm like, these are my gents. For me, like these are boys. And then when it's time to make new songs for the album, for me, I know they got me, cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start making phone calls, you feel me? Like, obviously, after hit songs, money starts getting in, right? Mm-hmm. Money starts getting in.
Mm.
Now you're making phone calls, like, okay, now it's my turn. Let's do the social album. All of you guys have your own stuff.
Mm.
Let's do, help me out this
time. Mm.
Ah, my dog.
Let's talk about the social album. Was labeled Ghost, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sertrio album Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
I think you had mixed reviews. People love the songs.
Mm-hmm.
But the only criticism was like a lot of people have heard the songs.
Yeah.
That's the only criticism.
Yeah.
Because your talent can't be questioned.
Yeah.
It could be other things that's questioned.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. So people have heard the songs because it's joints that you've had in the talk and you put them in the album.
Young Soul.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And we've saw a lot of interviews of you speaking, okay. Most of the times when you're explaining a lot of situations with yourself, it seems in a way you are exploited by your label. Is that a fair assessment?
Most of the time when things would happen, I'll take it as a coincidence.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay. For me, like maybe you upload a song on Apple Music. For me, the song goes from 67 to 27 to 20, and then the song is out of there. Like, is that normal? Like,
no.
The song goes from 67 to 27, and then it's out of the charts.
Even.
Not even going down. It's just out of the chart. So I didn't pay attention to those things for me for some time. And then I was like, nah, this is not a coincidence for me. No. And then people were asking me like, why don't you go outside much? You can see everybody's going to the UK for me to buy everything. Everyone is asking me, but why don't you go outside? Only to find out some artists that I work with went that side and said, don't book this dude.
Even. Why?
I don't know, but mostly it's because maybe one artist I know was performing songs that I was, like I had with him.
Oh.
Yeah, he was performing a song. So them calling me as a vocalist on their song, what does it do for him?
Closes. It takes away from him.
Yeah, so now they're going to always, obviously promoters always want the vocalist, the performer, right? Which I understood, okay, cool. And then you go to other places and they're like, yo, bro, this person said to me, but you know how promoters are, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they're forced to book you for me. Maybe the crowd wants so true at the time
mm-hmm.
for me. And then they actually book me and they actually meet me and they actually see me do my work. Mm-hmm. They're happy. Everybody's drinking. What's going to happen? They're going to end up telling the truth then.
Ish.
Right?
Mm.
You're going to end up saying, yo, bro, you know so-and-so said we must not book you, but we don't see what they were talking about.
Yeah, but...
You feel me?
Like, so they would paint you in a certain way that you are not...
Yeah, feel me? Like, mm. but we don't see what they were talking about.
Mm.
Okay, who? They told me. Feel me? Like, and I didn't even approach. Feel me? I mm. just kept quiet.
Mm.
Feel me? Just kept on making music, just keep quiet, kept... Because at some point, I kept quiet, I think, for a year. Remember? Mm. I kept quiet for a year.
Mm.
Why did I keep quiet for a year? There was an artist that I knew was coming. Young Stunner was coming.
Mm.
I knew. Mm. Feel me? Can I ask him? Like, I DM'd him first before I said, you're coming.
Mm.
You feel me? So, I was supposed to drop again in 2022.
Mm.
I was supposed to drop 2022 or 2023. But as a... Like, honestly, like I told my James, dog, let's keep quiet. Let's let this kid go.
Hey, man.
Feel me?
You said, let's keep quiet. Let Young Stunner come in the game.
Yeah, let's keep quiet. Let's let him go off.
Please explain this mentality.
Yeah, because like you said, at that time, 2021, 2020, at that time, was a show for me. Songs.
Yeah.
For me. I was going off.
Yeah.
For me. You get tired, you're like, ish. So now every eye is on me now.
Mm-hmm.
For me, everything's on my shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a kid that comes through and they too much too.
Mm.
For me. Then for me to have jealousy and said, like, I would have done that for me. Like any other person would have done that. Like, mm-hmm. We don't care. We drop. Because people want to hear such truth. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But I heard him. I was like, he's coming.
He did come.
Pause. You feel me? But yeah, you feel me? Like, I even told the gents.
Yeah.
Same gents. I told him, there's a kid like this. He's coming.
Mm.
You feel me? And for him to reach his full potential, I'm gonna shut up.
I don't agree with that mentality.
I had to.
I feel this.
Because everyone was anticipating this album, like, so true, has to drop more music, you feel me?
Yeah.
And then there's a kid who's coming up.
Mm.
And he's so good. You feel me? And now that's the kid I'm building with him in the streets with songs mm-hmm. now. But nobody really knows who Stunner is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but his songs are playing my song back to back with his songs. Mm-hmm. Like, he's coming. You feel me? And then they were like, so... What do you want to do? I was like, just keep quiet. Let's let him go off. And then after he was signed to Cubs, I was like, he's on. He's done.
Mm.
He's gone.
Why are they acting like two goats can't coexist?
Here.
Right?
Here.
So it comes to me saying, how you feel, I feel like both you and Stunner can coexist. Like, because he's coming, it doesn't mean you have to
and keep quiet. And everybody else. We can actually, all of us, everybody else.
Yes.
We can be in one place. You feel me? Like, we can all do it because when I got in, shout out to Something Soweto, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Something Soweto actually inspired like a lot of homies in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got in, Something Soweto was on top.
Mm.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Amos was on top.
Mm-hmm.
For me. Dalong was on top.
Mm.
For me. Shout out to the gents.
Mm.
And then I got in, I was like, no, the songs are dropping. They're like, it sounds like Something, so it sounds like, oh.
Mm.
So now it's like,
I know there was a lot of comparisons with you and Dali Wong.
Yeah. Now it's like, okay, what do I do to be like totally different, like from the gents, for me? So I can be like so true alone, not say sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
What can I do? I can rap. So what do? I take rap, I take piano, I turn it from English to Vinek. So ngishanga ikasi rap yangibamba.
Mhm.
Ngishanga ikasi rap ngiyayicula.
Mhm.
Epithini ngithola iyagijima mara I think simnandi.
Most definitely.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And then I started doing that and people started recognizing everything. And then the gents were okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
For me. So if a kid comes after me and is doing something maybe that I did for me, why must I not? It's okay.
Mm.
For me, like, we all have families, don't we?
We do.
If it, like we all take from somebody,
mm-hmm.
we are all inspired by somebody to create something.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They inspired, they take something, take it.
Mm.
You feel me? Do your thing. Mm. It comes back to like what you're saying. Like we can all coexist. It's mm-hmm. okay. There's enough money for everybody, Khutma.
Most definitely.
For me, there's enough money for everybody everywhere. You know, so he came through and I heard him. I told the gents, he's coming.
Mm.
For me. Let's keep quiet. Mm. Because I need some load off my shoulders. Mm. For me. Somebody must carry it for me. For me. And he did. Okay.
When you are quiet,
he did. Yeah.
Remember, he's coming. He's hot.
Yeah.
But there are some trail friends.
Yeah.
I mean, fans.
Mm-hmm.
We are waiting for music from you.
Mm-hmm.
We have to also like watch you keep quiet while we're waiting for music from you.
You know what I did?
Yeah.
Don't shout at me. For I know you're gonna get pissed off for really looking at me.
Yeah.
The song that I had, I spread it around like so everything. Like I'd come up with features now.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm not dropping myself. Now the music I have, let me share with this person. You drop it.
Mm.
You feel me? I was still there. Mm-hmm. Like there are songs that blew up, like actually blew up. While Stan was coming up, mm-hmm. there are songs that actually blew up. Cause I'll give take this one, you drop this one.
Mm-hmm.
You drop this one. Everybody in my team, for me. Your mm-hmm. producer, you take this one, you drop this one. We're gonna do another one. You feel me? But I was still there, but with features only.
Okay, I feel you.
Yeah, with features only.
I mean, you're showing Stan a love, you're showing him props, giving
much.
Him his flowers.
Yeah, it's too much.
It brings me to a point now where I wanna ask you, who's Sir Trill's favorite five artists in the piano space? Top five artists that you appreciate, you like.
Damn.
This is your personal taste, not anyone else's taste.
Come up or already in the game?
That's like already in the game. Like we are going to know who you're talking about.
Stana, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I just told you, Stana.
Is this in order?
Nah, not in any order, okay. You feel me? Definitely Kabza, he's the GOAT.
Okay.
Sure.
Salute to Kabza.
Yeah, Kabza.
It's why I like so footy. So it's not my number one.
Yeah, he's the ghost for me.
Number one.
Yeah. he put vocals on piano. If you really go mm-hmm. back to it, from the first one to put vocals in piano, this, mm-hmm. which is what we're doing, which is what mm-hmm. has changed our lives mm-hmm. right now. And then I would say definitely my brother from Talongo, definitely.
Most definitely.
For me. And then Amos, same thing, so definitely he's a GOAT. But let me add one more that I'm proud of.
Mm-hmm.
Limit Craze.
Yeah.
Manji Clean. I think I'm done.
He's hot. He's Sir Trill in 2021. Yeah.
Life doesn't wait. Time is money. And you know what? I got the right tool that can turn your time into money. Pocket Broker helps you get your first profit quickly without unnecessary difficulties.
All right, so let's dive into this platform. Here we have social trading with copying trades and successful traders, trading signals, indicators, all that makes trading easy and profitable for beginners. You can trade over 130 assets, currencies, indices, stock, and cryptocurrencies 24/7. And you know what? Yields up to 92% are available at any time of the day. You can make a profit already within the first closed deal. And when it's time to withdraw your earned profit, you can choose the most convenient way to do it without commissions. Want to change your life and use every second profitably? Go to Pocket Broker platform using the link in my description. Use promo code LTITO and make a profit from trading easily.
Let's move on. For me, I think what's important about platforms where we get to conversate is like I want something, when people watch this, I want them to leave with something.
Mm-hmm.
I want, as much as it's entertainment, I also want it to be educational.
You're
where
sure.
people get to learn something from what we speak about.
Yeah.
You speak about your frustrations a lot in mm-hmm. this music industry.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen a lot of things. I would like for us to give context a little bit to the young kids. Pange, can you get this clip ready? I want us to play something and then I want us to speak about it. This is more, I just want us to give people a broad perspective.
Mm.
When you say certain things, just give them context so they understand, because I don't want them to experience the same things maybe you experience.
Okay.
So it is speculated that Sir Trell is on the verge of taking his own life. He's on the verge of committing suicide.
See,
that's not wasting any time. Let's get into the tweets quickly so I can show you exactly what I'm talking about. So at exactly 10 to 8 in the morning, he came out and said, thank you to everybody who genuinely supports Sir Trell. This will probably be my last tweet, right? And people are worried saying that this is similar to...
Let's break it down here. Yeah. You see why it's important for us to speak?
Because
if we see that, we go with what we see.
Yeah.
There's no context. You are not giving us a reference. You are not explaining it any further.
Yeah.
That's why it's important for us to be able to speak to you so you can explain it in your own words. If I could read the tweet, it says, thank you to everybody who genuinely supports Sir Trell.
Yeah.
This probably will be my last tweet.
Yeah.
What did you mean by that?
What I meant was...
Because he's interpreting it in his own way.
What I meant was, I was starting to get a lot of fire from Twitter for me. Like, I'm not a person who... tweets or does much, but I was starting to trend, dude, for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when at first, you know, you trend for good, but it comes with it.
Yeah.
But I was starting to trend for things that I don't know about, for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who said I was dead.
They said you were dead?
Yeah. Somebody said I was dead. My family was outside my flat.
Hey,
crying.
Hey, man.
I'm sleeping. Me, I'm waking up. I was drunk. I was drunk last night. No cap. I was turned up last night.
Yeah.
I was like, go to sleep. Yeah, I wake up, there's knocks in my door. I what's going on?
Yeah.
I'm like, what did I do? Now, if there's people coming to get me, what did I do? I opened the door. For me, it's the ladies, my grandmothers, my sisters.
If they come crying. To the grandmother's series.
Yeah, you know? I'm like, what's going on? And I even have a new Ted. Me, I did a new Ted before. I'm like, what's going on? I'm shocked. What's going on?
Yeah.
I'm like, they said you were dead. I said, am I dead? You see me? Show me. I don't know who. You see, like, these kind of things, like I told you, sometimes they're not like a coincidence. Somebody comes up with these things. Why would you say somebody's dead?
Hey.
To me, yeah. So like they said I was dead. I opened the door, everybody's crying. Me, I'm smiling. I was happy as happy as shit. Last night I was turning up in my jeans. I was chilling. I opened the door, everybody's crying. That starts trending. And you know what I do? Because people like doing I keep quiet too. Like I'm dead for real. I don't post. I don't say nothing. I'm like, oh, since they came up with this thing,
yeah.
Let me keep quiet. I keep quiet.
Yeah. Too.
For like 2 days, I keep quiet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just quiet. RIP trending, number one. I'm watching it like this. I'm watching it. And then, yeah. I think from there, everybody started taking everything I say. Like, he's about to take his life or he's about to. But man, I have a lot of people I take care of to take my life.
Mm.
You feel me?
Mm.
I might be going through things as a man, you feel me? And my problem, I think, was I bottled everything up.
Mm.
You feel me? Mm. Me, I bottled things. I don't speak much. I don't even speak much. You feel me?
I don't think it's healthy for you to bottle things up.
So, like, I don't talk about things. And then I think, like, that's my mistake. I don't talk about things. Mm. And then at some point, I go off.
Mm.
For me, like, you guys see, like, at some point, I go off. And he was... Not me saying, somebody thought I was killing myself because somebody already said I was dead.
Mm.
No, I was saying, I'm going to stay away from Twitter for me. It's my last tweet. I'm not going to say anything after this. And I never said anything after that for, I think, a year or something. I never said nothing.
Damn.
You feel me?
Mm.
I just stayed away from Twitter. I deleted it on my phone. I don't want to deal with that.
Mm.
You feel me? And then, now everything I do, because of, they said I was dead. Me, I was lit. Drunk. For me, drunk and shit. They said I was dead.
Yeah.
And then, now, obviously, when you guys see things like this, what are you going to think? Like, yeah, I'm not even suicidal. I have, like, if I were to do that, I would be selfish for me. Like, I have people actually, for me, that, like, I have people look up to me. I see people sometimes, like, bro, your music changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
For me. Even Stana texted me that. Stana said, bro, I looked up to you. I studied you. Your music changed my life.
Mm.
That's it. A lot of artists did that for me. They came and said, dog, your music, then how do I take my life and who do I leave these people with?
Okay. Do you understand from our perspective? We don't know you personally.
Yeah.
We are only seeing this.
Yeah, that's I understand.
All we have to go with.
Yeah.
You are giving us context now.
Mm.
Okay, let it carry on. Let the clip carry on.
Mm-hmm.
So you explain it to us further.
Yeah.
To the Abo, you know the songs he's been making, right? This tweet here came before that one. He said, never been an artist that talks much or exposes much. This will definitely be a joke to some of you, all right? Which I understand, but it's mentally damaging and exhausting. What are we working so hard for, right? He's basically just, you know, crying about money, about not getting his money from all the hits he's been making, right? So people are just saying, people like Omar Porres are to blame for such things, right? They should be paying the guys. But a lot of people are also saying artists should get like their paperwork right before just heading into studio. They should look at deals properly. If they wanna like leave record labels, they should do it in a proper manner and stuff like that. You know, they're saying things should be addressed, right? And artists should not just rush into working with.
Okay. He's explaining.
Yeah.
Your frustration is because we've seen it. I've seen tweets myself where you say you've dropped a lot of music, but you haven't seen a cent from all the music that you made.
Yeah.
Is that factual?
Yes,
you haven't seen a cent from the music you drop?
Why my money, James? Money.
Trail, for real?
No, like for real. Like, I'm going to take it as a joke, but money.
This is actually quite serious, bro.
Yeah, like,
how
it's for
haven't
real.
How haven't you received any money from the hits you drop?
Bro, the songs would get syncs. The songs would get played on Netflix, you feel me? I would get a call from the manager, bro, do you hear a song? I was watching Netflix, the song was playing. Eh?
Hey. How?
I called the dude, what's going on? I call you now, I'm still busy. You know how it works. I call you now, I'm still busy. What's going on? Okay.
Aye, man.
Yo, that's when I realized I had to have a publisher, you feel me?
Yeah.
But I've had the whole time. Then I go to them, I'm like, oh, what's going on here? Now they have to go and check and they're like, nah, this bro took 100% of everything.
That's crazy to me, bro.
Nah, this bro took, and now, but you know how it works, right? Now you have to give me my coins now.
Mm-hmm.
For me. When you have to give me my coins, what do? You start getting mad at me, right? Because I caught you when you were enjoying this thing, you know, taking everything for yourself and I picked it up. I'm like, yo, bring the coins.
Mm.
What are you going to start doing? That's when it goes back to doing what? Don't book him.
Mm.
You feel me? Because now I'm asking for my money, right?
Mm.
Yo, bro, I know there's Netflix money. I know there's this money. I know there's this money.
Mm.
I know we had a sink like this. Where's the money? Mm.
There's
only money that I want. Give me money. You feel me?
Oh.
And then from there, obviously, it starts being something big and like I told you, I'm not a person who talks much. Young Bamba with my life, I'm from a look she. It's in a man just saying I'm a rich. I want it in a man saying he's a hundred and nine. My mind will be strong for Tokyo. I have a lot to lose now. So in Zani, I just kept quiet. I just kept on making music. But I caught it late for me. I caught the coins late, but at least some of them for me. I made sure I get some of them.
Yeah.
For me.
Like, I'm not a person that speaks much. I know you guys don't believe that, but I'm not a person that speaks much. You know, I'm very reserved, you know. If you ask a couple of ladies, they'll tell you I'm very wholesome, you know. But I feel it's very important that we speak about certain things. Especially, bro, you got kids. It's very important that when we leave this earth, they get what is due to them, what's due to you.
Yeah.
And you deserve to be compensated from everything that you've done.
Yeah.
So you are saying you are independent.
Yeah.
So that's like, that bread actually means so much to you. Because you're independent. It comes straight to you.
From the start.
You know? So things like this, I take serious from a guy that's been in the music industry. I've also ran my music industry thing independent. You know
OG,
what I'm saying?
OG.
So
type
people
shit.
Don't get me fucked up out there. I've been independent in my music thing, but I also made a conscious effort to say, let me learn everything about my music, about the music industry, and let me get every coin that's due to me. You're not asking for a favor.
Yeah.
This is money that's actually due to you. You worked for, bro.
You didn't sleep for it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we can't be shy. And as much as music seems like entertaining, but this is the music business.
Yeah.
That business part, sometimes we leave that out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, is it because now I want when young kids are making music,
mm-hmm.
for them not to be in the same situation, would you say some of the problems was like what, the split sheets? Like why would you not? I want them to understand if Sir Trill, as talented as he is, successful as he is, why is he not getting the money that's due to him?
Obviously, like you're young bamba, pume lokshini, you're young.
Yeah.
What do you know about speech sheets? For me, you don't know nothing about that. But for somebody who's been in the game and who's seen that money, it's okay for you to say, boy, there's supposed to be split sheets. You tell me. I'm working with you, for me. And we're doing something that's yours. You tell me. Boy, I'm young, for me. You've been here. Tell me. Yeah, but there's a split sheet like this. You must get this. You must do this. And then for you to get this, you must do this. Obviously, nobody's going to tell you. For me. Now you have to find out for yourself. And by the time I find out, like I told you, the money's already being chowed.
Damn.
You feel me? I find out later. And then that's when I did what you did. I had to lay back a bit.
Yeah.
For me. And hey, let me learn this thing. For me. Let me learn how everything goes.
Mm-hmm.
For me. And then I came back. Now I know everything. But me learning now, I'm learning. And as I learn, I get information. Now this information says, go get your money.
Do you realize the conversation that we are having?
Mm-hmm.
There's a young kid. He's whatever conversation we're having now on our split sheets and learning, we're gonna prevent him from going through what you went through.
Yeah.
That's what I want my podcast also to be.
Yeah,
where we educate the young kids who are talented to know that Sir Trill, my favorite artist, went through this, but based on him being on this interview, I'm gonna take some time to actually learn and not go through the same thing he went through.
They call it school fees. All of us must pay.
Bars.
Somehow we are going to pay it.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
But don't pay to a point where you pay like for a long time.
Facts.
Sometimes you have a career, you feel me? You don't know. Maybe your career span is like a year.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? And then you have to coin in that year.
Facts. Like
you have to make so much money in that year.
Facts.
That you're able to go back and fix yourself for a comeback. You already have some money. Now you're going to invest more. Now you're going to invest better.
Facts.
Now you're going to record in a mic that has better quality.
Facts.
That gives you time for me to post content, do everything. But, and then you get in, you don't know these things. For me. Back tabula. Back tabula. Like, that's what I fear for a lot of new artists. That's what I fear. Back tabula for a whole year. Can't develop your career span was for a year.
Ish.
You feel
me? Ish.
All sharp the whole year. Can't your career span was for a year.
Ish.
And then by the time you wake up.
That age. That
now, off. Yeah, by the time you wake up, I hambi. It's got something. Young bum. So you must coin. As soon as you have something, you must start coining there. You feel me? Coin the money, coin the money, coin the money to the highest level. And then that gives you a chance to relax. But just know your split sheets. Yeah, know your split sheets. There's something called a split sheet, James. And then there's royalties. There's Capasso. There's everything. Go register yourself. That doesn't take much. Just go register yourself. So like, so you don't have to go through the same things that we went through. You feel me?
True. Like, I'm still at this point where I just want to understand a little bit because we assume also on certain things.
Yeah.
When I have you here, I also want like answers to understand Trill fully. And I want someone to watch this and then never get you misconstrued or fucked up.
Yeah.
I want them to understand you to his full because this guy was claiming you are out there trying to commit suicide and I'm glad you are out there to explain it, you know, to us. When you're explaining also your frustrations on social media, every time there is a name you bring up, Grootman, hey, we want to know who is this Grootman?
We all have
people assume about a Grootman.
We all have one.
There's names that are brought up. Can you guys bring up names that you assume Maphorisa. You think it's DJ Maphorisa, Scottman? Is Scottman DJ Maphorisa?
I don't know. What do you think? What do you think, my dog?
Pori.
What do you think?
You think it's Pori?
Then why is everybody asking me? If you already think, if everybody in already thinking like that, feel me? I don't want to say nothing about nobody because sometimes it gets too dangerous. I might, you know, it might even threaten your life. Mm. Feel me? But I get to a point because I still respect that person.
Mm.
I still respect you. Feel me? As an elder, I still respect you.
Mm.
Feel me? So let me not put your name out there. Feel me? But you know yourself. Feel me? And it's not just me who's going through it. Feel me? Others are just scared to say it.
Mm.
Young Bamba Matan. Like others are just scared to say it. Mm. Nang pumelok shin fit morning king a ring. Ang sol. Amang abe lung sig in fit time. Bag nakla bazish. Young Bamba. Maramanje, this is not worth it anymore.
Mm.
So what do I do? It's in ring with our feet. And do you know what's fun with Malaga?
Mm-hmm.
Me talking like this, me lashing out like this, because I kept quiet for a long time, right? But me lashing out, do you understand that I'm not lashing out for myself only?
And I actually don't feel you lashing out.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I feel like you're speaking your mind.
Yeah, but do you understand? Yeah. I'm not speaking out for myself only.
Mm-hmm.
Others are just scared to speak.
Mm.
You feel me? Why am I not scared to speak? I'm not saying to nobody. Feel me? Mm. Whatever that I make, I have to take it home.
Mm.
You feel me? So now, if you mess with my bread now, what am I taking at home? So that frustrates me. So I end up doing what talking.
Mm.
But I respect that person so much that I don't want to put your name out there, but people might have an idea for me. People might have an idea and you know yourself.
It's crazy that people always assume that person.
Why? I don't know.
Why did everyone guess that name?
I don't know.
And it's quite sad because I also respect them to the highest, highest degree.
Yeah, I respect him so much, you feel me? But people came up with the name first time. Like first time something went wrong. I don't know what happened first time.
Mm-hmm.
It just went for straight the hot man. They went for him. Everything started becoming Sergio, the bro, Sergio, the bro. I respect that bro.
Mm.
You feel me? All I wanted to do out of everything was just to make music.
So what is your frustration with the hot man?
There's not one hot man.
Yeah, but with that hurt, man, what is your frustration? Like, what is the actual issue?
It's not much of an issue for me. I feel like some things that are happening are not a coincidence for me.
Or you getting blocked on certain situations.
Yeah, but obviously somebody who's outside, you won't understand it, you know.
Mm.
I've gotten backlash too for saying that for me. But you don't understand. You're not here for me. Once you get here, everyone who's been here for me or who's had the spot that I had,
mm-hmm.
for me. They know who, for me.
I think a lot of people understand more than you think. Because if certain people guess the name right, people clearly understand more than, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not going to disclose a name. Right?
Yeah.
There's an artist who called me yesterday.
Yeah.
And said to me, imagine if the hate gets to that point. Imagine that kind of hate. This artist said to me, Like we are losing good artists, like we're losing good people in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Why doesn't this one go?
Damn.
Do you understand the hate that's there? I don't even know who I'm talking to on the phone. Like, dog, what am I talking to? Mm. Oh shit, it's you. For me. Same thing happens. It's happening to him right now.
Mm.
You know what this person said to me? Khrudman. Like, we lost a lot of gens for me who are genuine guys.
Mm.
For me.
Mm.
Why doesn't this one go?
Mm.
Imagine somebody calling you and saying that.
Damn.
For me. I don't want anybody to go.
Mm.
For me. Let's fight it out through music. For me. God gave me a gift. Let's fight it out there.
Mm.
I don't want anybody dying or for me, pass away or whatever.
Mm.
But imagine if that artist feels like that.
That's crazy, bro.
He's saying, first thing he says, sure, who am I talking to? This person. Ay, dog, I'm not okay. What's going on? Ay, dog, we are losing. Like, people are good. Why is this person still here?
Mm.
Imagine if the hate that gets... I don't have that hate for me. I don't want anybody to go for me. But it's scary to know that there's people who feel like that.
Mm.
You feel me? Like, there's people who feel like that. Like,
that's crazy, bro.
Why didn't God take this one?
For me? So that means that's something very personal.
So there, for someone to get to that point. So there are people who went through worse than me, for me. Maybe through the same people, through the same person, for me, they went through worse with. So to call me and say that, that's deep, for me. I never got to that point.
So, excuse me. So, like, I mean, clearly, this music industry comes with a lot of backstabbing, frustration, people trying to block you. How's your mental health? Like, what are you doing to remain sane, to remain okay? Because
I got the gang.
You got the gang.
No problem.
Like, who am I cheating?
Yeah, I got the gang.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm out of the
shop.
I have the gang.
Yeah, I'm out of the shop. No, that's the right mentality.
Want the money, want my
money. And if you have, I'm glad that you have people that you speak to.
Yeah, so like I have like I told you, I have a gang for me. I have my gang. Then I have a praying grandmother for me. If she sees something not right, she just call me and say, come.
You say a praying grandmother?
Yeah, praying
grandmother. The same one that came when you were dead.
Yeah, the one that came and was crying.
Dude. Yeah.
But do you see the depth of this? Like, my grandmother's old. For me, she had to get out of bed.
Hey, man.
Crying, thinking as her baby's dead.
Mm.
Me, dog. I'm wearing Zaza's in the club. Me, I'm nice. I'm already chanting before I go home. I'm dead. I go home. My grandma, imagine, she's old, dog. She's like 70, 78.
Sheesh.
She's old. But she had to wake up from her bed to come see if I'm there for her.
That's crazy.
But yeah, like I said, like I have a praying grandmother. And then I kept the same circle this whole time for me. Some people meet me and they're scared to tell me the truth.
Why do you think so?
Because of the sexual thing, right? So some people meet me and they're scared to tell me. If I'm doing something, they're scared to tell me. I have friends who tell me straight that boy, I bet.
That's very important.
And I've always kept people like that who tell my boy that I bet that way.
That's very, very important.
And so, and I take it serious because they know me from before all of this.
Yeah.
So they help me not lose myself.
Mm.
You feel me?
Mm.
If you blow up and you start having new friends, you lose yourself eventually.
Mm.
Me? I still have the same crazy niggas.
Mm.
For me. I still go as crazy as I used to go with them. For me. They know me. I'm strict too, or some things I don't like. For me. I'm still the same person. But imagine if I left my whole gang, started hanging with the famous people, everything.
Mm.
Who am I?
Mm.
Who am I?
I feel you.
I was probably going to start closing shit for people too.
Mm.
You feel me? Because now I'm hanging around people who... And this game is every man for himself. That's what I've noticed.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to start
thinking... It's a doggy dog world.
Yeah. But I was able to say, I've had my fair share. I've dropped my hits. There's this kid that coming. Let me get out of the way. So let him do his thing. Feel me? I've never... how do I put it? I've never stopped another man's bag. I've never stopped another man's bag. How many of us can say that?
Mm-hmm.
How many of us can say that? I can confidently say, I've never stopped anybody's bag. Any man's bag.
I can say that too.
How many of us can say that? Like confidently, feel me? Like no cap, nothing. I've never stopped. Even when I had a chance to, feel me? Like some bookings come through me. Hey, we want so and so, feel me? If I was like, I would have said, hey, that person, I've never stopped the bag. I gave him your number. You go get your money. I want nothing from you. Feel me? I can say that. How many of us can say that?
I don't know about them, but I can confidently say I've never stopped any man's bag.
You feel me? How many niggas stopped my bag?
Damn. How many niggas stopped my bag? Damn. Huh?
You feel me? But still, I never had a heart to stop anybody's bag, even after that. How many niggas stopped my bag? I've never stopped any man's bag. Get your money. You feel me?
But I think I always believe in karma, bro.
Yeah.
You know, whoever's out there stopping, blocking, and their time is coming. I feel when you move with a clean heart.
There's something that Casper said when he was in his podcast. He said, actually, everything works out better if you just pray about it and leave it alone than you doing something about it. Trust me, my dog. I took that and go ahead now, you do something. But I've always been like that. You see all these gens that I've helped, and do you know what I'll say every time I meet them? Kulunkula sipar. So I show my chance, I'm not. Not even mad.
Can Casper say that? That line?
Casper said, it's better for you to pray about something that's bothering you or somebody did something to you than for you to do it for yourself. It's better to just pray about it and leave it to God, and He will definitely do something about it. And He does worse than you would have done.
Damn. Babu Mfundisi, Casper.
You feel me?
Babu Mfundisi.
And I heard that for me. I was like, I think I've been doing that. Like, I've been telling homies, ah, it's okay, gents, for me. God's not stupid.
Look how crazy God. Casper, niggas are not even quoting your bars. They are quoting your sermon. I think it's time for Casper to be a full-on pastor. If niggas are quoting your biblical lines,
one thing I know why they might probably, like, some people might have feel some type of curse. He tells it like it is.
Facts.
He told me like it is from the jump. Like, mm-hmm. When I got in the game, tell me straight. Right, wait. For me, tell the truth like it is.
Yeah.
For me. He didn't go to my DM.
Mm-hmm.
I just dropped the song. For him. Mm-hmm. It's going crazy. He didn't go to my DM. He went to the comments and said what he thought.
What did he say?
He said, what did you say? He said, I think he said, that's how you do it for me. Don't say much. Don't speak too much. Just do music. It's a bagging mark.
Facts.
For me, he put 5 emojis.
I told you before we started this interview that what you have is kind of similar to TKZ for me, where the rappers... As rappers, we like TKZ. Whether no mamela kwaito or no sama made. Rappers like TKZ. TKZ Halloween was the first CD I ever purchased. Yes, I'm from the CD era, young kids. So Sir Trill also has that thing. As a rapper, we can appreciate your music.
Mm.
So I want to give you your flowers in that aspect. So I'm not surprised why Casper would mess with you. I know a lot of rappers mess with your music. You know what I'm saying?
That means a lot.
Salute. Another thing we spoke about before we even started this interview too was parenthood.
Yes,
congratulations to you. you are father of two, huh?
Now they're gonna know now, you feel me? Yeah, that's they know. Yeah. Yeah. Nobody actually knows, you feel me? Like I prefer to keep my, you feel me, that side of life.
Yeah.
I prefer to keep it. Yes, for me, because people know so true.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're about to know me straight up.
Mm-hmm.
People know so true. Now they're about to know me straight up. But that side of my life, I prefer not mixing it anywhere, anything that I do. You feel me? Because like you seen, they said I was dead and shit. For me, I don't want my kids to see all of that shit. You feel me?
Yeah.
For me. Anything, they must just stay on the side, do their thing. For me. Like everybody. Like, we all have our private lives. We have a private life.
Yeah.
For me. Everybody has. But I just want to be known for music. That's all.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Now we can move on from that. Yeah. What's next from Sir Trill? If the fans are watching, and they like genuinely interested, bro, because you do have a lot of fans that are on your side. I want to see you win.
Shout out.
Do you have a message for them to let them know what you are working on?
I just want to keep
quiet to give other people a chance.
Yeah.
We want to see you go hard, bro. Like, this is 2021 again.
I'm about to.
Yeah. I'd like to hear that.
I'm about to go off again.
Mm-hmm.
For me. I've started already. I went to a first song from I'm about to again. And then, do you know what's wrong with that song? I actually got a call from a homie I used to help out.
Yeah.
For me. I had a homie. He's an MC. For me.
He's an MC.
Nah, he's an MC. Like,
MC, know, isn't
yeah, like
he talks on stage. Yeah,
he talks on stage.
We got it clear for people out there.
Yeah, it will be. And then, before I dropped this song is called Gwenzagalana. What made me mad was I had artists on that song for me. I had Limeke. I had another artist for me. Artist started pulled out on a song from nowhere. Like we make a song together, we all happy, we excited. Oh boy, we have a hit, we're nice in the studio, playing it. You know how it is, playing it. 10 times, mm-hmm. having fun. Mm-hmm. 1 week later, artists start pulling out of the song.
What do you mean pull out of the song?
They're like, I...
take my verse out.
Yeah. Now they're like, hey, please don't drop it yet for me. Don't do something. Mm. For me. Please don't drop that song yet. We are working on something this side. The other one pulls out straight up. Like, doesn't send vocals. Like, we're like, please send the stems, you feel me? The vocals, everything, so we can put the thing together. Doesn't send it. You feel me? And then, that side that told them to pull out, they make the same song. Same name.
Yeah, but...
they put the same artist who had this side, that side on the song. Wouldn't you go off?
How, sweet?
Wouldn't you go off? Like, me and you make a song. Let's say me and you and Kes make a song, mm. right? And then you know there's big homies, right? There's always big homies for me. And then we're happy when we're making the song. Turn up. Mm. Nice. All of a sudden, I say, I'm pulling out of the song. Please don't drop it here. I have something I'm working on for me. But because me, I have a deeper relationship with you for me. You helped me start. Mm. Whatever that I'm doing for mm. me. I don't want to tell someone, like, please stop the song. I'm trying to drop something. Mm. That one just totally pulls out mm. the song. Like, not sending the verses. Him and Heavy start having back and forth mm. for me. I'm not part of that. For me, they start having back and forth. I am part of the song. I am actually part of that, but I'm watching it like, damn. And then that other side that made them pull out, they put out the same song. They're promoting it right now. That's what I'm gonna say. Go check it.
Go check. Trill, this is so confusing to us, bro.
So now we are gonna have same artist on songs that have the same name, same flow on two different songs. Does that make sense? Yeah. That's why I went off the last time. Like the last time I went off was. Why I went off, because just let me do my thing, bro. You mm. feel me? Mm. I'm not taking anything from you. You're not taking anything from me. For me. Let me do my thing. Just let me do music for me. Anything else, you don't like me, cool. I don't like you too, you cool. For me, wanna fight, do it. For me. But peace sake, do your thing, let me do my thing. Now if you come in and you trying to stop my thing. What are you doing? You already have your thing going on. You have, nigga, you have 10 times money than I have. Mm. That's honesty. Mm. What are you still stopping my bag for? Mm. For me. I'm trying to. I'm trying to come up and be like you. You actually inspire me. I'm trying to be like you. Why are you stopping my bag for? You feel me? So, I'm gonna ask you a question. For me and Kes are on the same song as you. Is your song. All of a sudden, we pull out. And then we go jump on someone's song with the same lyrics, the same name, same thing. What happened?
I clearly feel like you guys have something against me. You conspired.
Now, like, we were fine when we were doing a song.
If you ask me, what would I do?
Now, like, we don't even speak much, me and Kes. We're not that close.
Yeah.
But we have someone who is close to both of us.
Yeah. There's clearly someone.
Who's, like, who's way up for me. And then we all pull out of your song, we go jump in that one. And it's the same song.
What would I do?
What do you think and do?
I would think, obviously, there's someone that got into your ear.
Mm.
To make you guys feel different about me and the song.
Mm-hmm.
And I would feel like you guys like shanked me. You did me dirty by mm-hmm. doing that, mm-hmm. you know? And I would think, why would you guys make that decision mm-hmm. to do that? And if you are finding, for me, to put it holistically, if you are finding yourself in places like this, Trill,
mm-hmm.
where people are doing these type of things to you, what do you think the problem is? Or people have a problem with you, a personal problem with you?
Ish.
Is there someone out there trying to stop?
I ask myself the question every time. boom. And I never get an answer for me. Like, I always get, like, ask myself the same question every time, because I feel you, feel me? I was supposed to, like, was I supposed to sign to you or something?
Mm.
Feel me? Was I supposed to sign to you?
Mm.
Was I supposed to, like, what was I supposed to do? Feel me?
Have you tried to have a conversation with him?
I even went back and made songs. I won't say what it is, but I even went back.
Yeah, but we all know who
made,
it is.
I even went back and made maybe even 5 songs. You know what happened? All of the songs dropped again. I didn't get one song. Feel me? That's me being a bigger person, saying, feel me, like being humble, feel me.
Ah, like I want to stop.
Just, feel me, like let's go again, feel me. After everything that happened, let's go again, get in the studio and try something. We go there, we try something, and for me, record probably like 4 or 5 songs. All of the songs drop. How? Where's my song now? I no answer now. Okay. So it happened again. So that's why I went off for me, because I tried to humble myself, and like I had a lot of like advice where people were telling me, humble yourself for me. Good. I did that already.
Mm.
For me. I even recorded songs again. Same shit happened.
Hmm.
Now what am I supposed to do?
For me, that can't be the solution, clearly, making the songs. I think more importantly, a conversation needs to be had.
It's been had. A lot of times it's been had in the balcony. It's been had one-on-one for me.
Mm.
But man, you know how things are. Like, I've even learned to smile when I don't want to. That's how the industry is. I've learned to smile when I don't want to. Just, I was not like that. Me, if I didn't like you, see in my eyes.
Mm.
But I've learned to, feel me, it's okay. I've learned to do that. That's how the game is. So when you meet somebody, you ask them questions, boy, don't mind, boy, feel me. Nah, this thing is easy. We can just do this and this and this and this. You're young, what do you do? I big dog phone. Again.
Huh?
That's when I said fuck it.
Yes. As like people watching you and not believing your talent, we concerned because we see these things and everybody's saying their 2 cents.
Mm.
We don't know if it's factual. Can we play the last clip?
The Trill was speaking about, you know, how he's made all these hit songs and he hasn't really seen the money or the benefit from that. And when I was looking at that and I was saying is that, you know, I blame a lot of mismanagement within the industry, not his personal managers, but just management within our industry in general, is that we haven't done enough to share the knowledge and to share the skills, because we've been so afraid that if I give this person knowledge, their artist is going to take my artist's bread. And because we've been competing and not thinking that we're developing an industry that needs to compete against the rest of the world, we've been competing amongst each other. La ekasi.
You know, a lot of people look at Nota as a controversial figure, but Nota does drop jewels.
Nah, no cap.
He does drop jewels.
No cap.
And at this point in time, he's speaking on your situation. Do you have anything to say with this clip that we played from Nota?
No cap. He's not capping, but the management side, you feel me? I have somebody who believed in me from day one, for me. So a lot of like record labels came to me trying to sign. I cannot leave this guy behind. He believed in me first day, for when nobody did, for me. Dog, my first pay was 6 extremes, for me. There's no cash. You just get 6 extreme, for me, a cans.
No, man, come on.
For real, for real. Like, and that dude was there.
Wait, like, we're going to make it clear for everybody to understand. Your first pay was 6 extremes.
Yeah, 6 pay.
For people who don't understand what an extreme is, an extreme for a game.
6 pay extreme. What am I can, Jam? 6 pay extreme. Yeah.
You went to go perform and they paid you with 6 cans.
Yeah, whole set.
A whole set.
Yeah.
A whole set trail.
Yeah, 6 pay extreme.
Kajan.
Ngizothini hrothe ngitmanje nami phela ngishayela umntu othisha ngihlele ekhaya yabona nami phela ngifuna ukugibela istage yangibamba nami ufuna ukugibela istage ngishayenyana ngiyashita mhlawumbe azothi tawanyana yabona 6 extreme zakhala nale 6 extreme leya ngiyibonanga ngoba khona isifike zaphloma nathi zayishaya le 6 extreme Hang up. Hang up. And then we went to the east. Like, there was an artist who was big at that time. And I had a feature with them. The song was big. Feel me? This person threw me with 250 like this.
250,000?
250 rands like this. Like, they do it, like, out of the car. They're in the car. I'm outside asking for my money. They took it out. Just do it like this. I had to pick it up on the floor. That's when I started going crazy in the industry. That's why he asked me how, like, how these songs coming. Like, a lot of songs. That's why I told this bro, that's my manager. I said, don't mind this. You see, for me, I'm going to work my ass off, boy. Because we can't have this all the time. And I did. So now there's people who are coming to me saying, I should drop this guy. So how am I dropping this guy when I come so far with him? You feel me? He might have his mistakes and everything, but we always try to fix it. Nobody's perfect. No manager's perfect. Sometimes you might turn down a deal that would have changed your artist's life. You feel me? You don't know it. And it's not just a lot of managers, maybe every manager's done that. You didn't know. You feel me? So everybody comes and says, change this guy. I never change this dude. Feel me? No, because other than him being my manager, that's somebody who actually cares about the boy.
Mm-hmm.
For me, people feel like he's closing your doors. For me, he's no, he cares because what you guys come with, he knows I'm not gonna take that. For me, sometimes I'm gonna take it because you're my friend, but we need somebody who's old who's gonna say, hey, for me, you're not doing that. For me, somebody wants the best for you. For me, and then somebody will say, hey, your manager's robbing you money, whatever. My dog, my money comes straight to me.
Mm.
I pay this dude. How many artists can say that? My gig money, my everything money comes to my account. I pay him. How many managers would settle down for that? So that's why I wouldn't change. That's one thing I didn't hear there for me.
But he was not specifically blaming your manager.
Yeah.
He was saying we need to do a better job for just the industry.
Yeah.
Managers in the industry, you know? Because for me, like, this conversation, why it's important to me, I don't want young artists coming up, you know what I'm saying, watching your story. For you, the narrative that's been out there for your case, it's like, Cetrio, super talented, but he's having label issues. We don't know if you're independent because we're not seeing you out there. We don't know if you're signed, but we are just thinking you are frustrated because there's people blocking you.
That's why I had to come here and talk about.
Yeah.
I was never signed to anybody in my career.
Yeah,
I think that's the problem. Feel me? I was never signed to anybody. Everybody came to me.
Why do you think that's the problem?
That's the problem.
Because you are not.
Why else would you, bro? There's a lot of artists that are not under certain labels. Why come for me? Feel me? Most of the artists are signed. I ain't. Most of the artists that were under me. I'm not signed right now.
Because maybe you're not controlled, you're not under a corporation.
Yeah. So most of the artists that came in my wing under me, came with me, they're not signed today. They have their own labels too. I never signed them. So I was just helping them out. They have their own labels.
From a young artist that's watching this podcast now, I would like for maybe if Sir Trail, from everything that you've went through, you know, personally, do you have any advice from a young kid that's a talented musician that wants to do the music thing? You've went through a lot of things in this music industry. You've learned a lot. You've touched the fire yourself and got burnt. And when you get burnt, it comes with experience. It comes with life experience.
Yeah.
You gain more wisdom. They say, you know what I'm saying, when you make mistakes, it's important because mistakes, you earn a lot of wisdom from making mistakes. If you never did, you don't learn anything from that.
Yeah.
Is there any advice that you have from the young artists that might be fans of you that want to become musicians, but now they're afraid to become musicians because their favorite artist is frustrated? Do you have any advice for them?
I'm going to be totally honest. I'm not going to lie.
Translate
to
you, that.
For me.
Back again. No, let me say it in English. come inside. The dog does not bite. You've heard that before. You come into someone's house where they say, the dog doesn't bite and the dog actually bites you. Yeah?
If it's really yours, for me, it's yours. And I know sometimes, bro, like I used to stay in the shack where I used to close with school jerseys so the rain doesn't come in.
Damn.
For me. And all of us used to record there. Me, Daluonga, everybody, they make crazy. We all used to record in that shack. That's where I come from, for me.
Imagine, because...
There's only one thing...
Pause that. For me, a lot of people now, and a lot of kids have instant gratification. They think like immediately everything must be given to them. You know, They don't know the story where you started from. You were recording in a shack, bro.
But man, I used to record in a shack where my homies here. He used to stay with me there for me.
Yeah,
you had to close. I don't know if you guys have been through the struggle. For me, this one never even.
Mangbuki, yeah, he's never been in a shack. He's from the valley.
To a point where, like when it rains, you had to, you know, the school jerseys, you had to tear them up and, like, ball them up, like, put them on the corner there, put newspapers for me. And then sometimes it was wood, right?
Yeah.
And then sometimes the rats would come in. So you have to find another plankanyana, bigger out, kokotere da, which kunda lunga sangin. And so, still sasangena because I somewhere. I understand. Sometimes we bambi the matter. It's getting late. And imagine I'm here, sir, about the road. You want? But imagine maybe now, usugu, mangchon. I'm a ramali young boy, and I'm not champagne. I'm giving my face go so. But I come from a place where all of us, Daluang and them, we used to record in the same place every day.
That's crazy to me.
For me?
Like, you guys
I had the studio.
Recording in a shack.
Yeah, like, I had the studio for me. So, niggas would wake up every day, go to school, come back and stay here. Would record every day, not knowing where we're going.
Damn, man.
You feel me?
That's a beautiful inspirational story.
Sometimes I don't have food to eat at night. Bro, do you know the pain of water? Have you ever stopped to a point where you drink water, it's painful? From here, may I come from there. So
why are you saying you've never went through that?
You've never went through that.
Yeah, okay, come on, relax. Which is Boyako Valley.
You feel me?
I haven't been through that either.
You've never?
I grew up in Alex, just saying to people. That's the real Alex. Four. When I was like East Bank.
Number 18.
Oh, when no 18. My granny used to say 19. So I got like 19.
Yeah, sure.
Kia look four.
Yeah, sure.
Or when I got 19, negreda, mangavana. Do you know that I was a DJ? I'm giving people a jewel out there. I was seriously, my man. I was a DJ on LXFM. Facts. A lot of people don't know the story. I'm giving you guys a jewel. I was a DJ. I was the first guy to have a hip hop show on LXFM. Don't think I was a DJ on LXFM. No, I was still a hip hop. I used to walk kokasi with a baggy jean. But hey, nigga, I've been that guy. Hip hop has been in my soul.
Yeah.
Let's get back to your story before I get carried away with my situation.
I come from, for me, that background and like we would make music every day and we didn't know what we were doing. Is it gonna work out? Is it not gonna work out? For me, it worked out. So what do you get from there? Don't give up.
That's beautiful.
You guys are gonna get a lot of things that are happening. Sometimes you feel like stopping. The time you feel like stopping, that's when something's gonna. Like if you keep on going though, for me, that's when something is gonna for
facts.
Me show
facts.
Up. For me. But me, I won't lie. Getting Jailu, he was a zoeira though. I won't lie and say it's nice. You know, sometimes people see me with the chain, like, ah boy, I wanna be an artist for me on blow up. I'm like, getting Jailu. I'm a chain cause of Toranja, like we're the chain, we're gonna chain yeah. I made it obvious, and she has made it feel she has something young and sort of vine and none and sort. When I've been to the manchi, who are angry at me saying I changed. But those are not my friends. Mm. This has always been my friend my whole life. Mm. But I have niggas who came close to me because I was rapping and everything. And you know what they're saying today? I've changed. When I was broke, you guys used to ask me for money. And ask me to just pull up at your house or whatever. No. Now you're asking me, who changed? Me or you? Mm. Show me. Mm. Me, the people I had from day one, I still have. Mm. Show me. But anybody, like any young artist wants to do this thing, if you really want to do it, like I come from making songs not knowing if it's going to work or not. Mm-hmm. Just do it. Keep doing it. Mm. And then when you feel like giving up, something is going to come. And always work on your craft for me. Get better. Mm-hmm. Get better for me. Because I never get comfortable. Because always somebody who's coming next after you.
Facts.
For me. Facts. Never get comfortable. Once you get in, don't get comfortable. Just build a solid brand for yourself that your brand just stays there for a long time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, that's some real, real jewels out there. Because like I said, we are living in a social media space where everything is instant gratification. Everyone wants to blow up. They start recording today. Next week, if they're not a superstar, but complain. Ah, this thing is not working out. For real, bro.
All of us come from there.
You know?
Everybody.
So for us to hear your story from where you started, people see it when it's already made and they don't understand the struggle that came with elevating from there.
Hey, bro, like I wish you saw us. And we didn't know that all of us were in that shack. All of us right now are somebody.
Do you have pictures from that space, from that time?
Yes, there's pictures and there's videos.
Yo, please, Pange. I'm gonna ask Sir Trill, we need the footage. We need to put this footage right now.
I'll try finding for me, for Mwonga himself or his twin. I'll try find it for you guys.
Please. Like, let the people see the real elevation. Let people see the real definition of starting from the bottom up, from the dirt, to climbing with determination and hard work.
Yeah. And actually, we started recording with this equipment. They stole it. No plan. And so, when I'm from a car, now I'm going to see my time. I didn't show you the equipment. I won't. But Wonga got in and then I saw hope. I won't lie. Like when Wonga blew up, I saw hope. I was like, okay, my brother's on. He's on. Damn.
So you and Dali Wonga knew each other before the music industry completely?
Bro, for him to first like be on the mic like this, sing on the mic, I said, let's go.
That's crazy, bro.
Let's try it.
Because you guys blew up around the same time.
Nah, he blew up, I think, 2 years before me.
Well, when I discovered both of you was around 2021, specifically.
Yeah, but he blew up like 2 years before me and he was doing very good. And that's when I was in the verge of giving up. Mm. When I saw him doing this thing, I was like, hey, it's probably possible for me too. Mm. You feel me? Mm. And I'm glad I didn't give up.
I'm glad you didn't give up, bro. We appreciate you, sir. And sounds good if you just say the name, sir.
Yes, sir.
How did that name actually come about, actually?
Young Bum. Umtuva. So my name from rapping was Cho Diablo.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Media rapper.
Diablo Pela sounds like it's some exotic name, like you're a Spanish dancer or something. But Diablo.
Yeah,
Diablo.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but it came there for me. Came there, fire. Everything was nice. And then Mdu was like, dog, everybody already knows you as Cho, right? Just put a sir in it. Everyone just make it, give it a bit of weight. I didn't like it, but it worked out.
And you can't cap. Listen to all the piano artists' names. Sir Trill, that's such a hip-hop name. Young Stana, that's such a hip-hop name. Taliwanga, it's not hip-hop.
Yeah, but
maybe.
But we are hip-hop.
Afro-pop,
why are you saying piano cast? We're not piano cast. We hip-hop artists. For me. We just saw a chance for us to do something that we can actually do too. For me. I don't want to be boxed in.
Facts.
For me. Give me Afro-pop, I got you. Mm-hmm. For me. Give me Deep House, I got you. Mm. Give me piano, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
From Give Me Hip Hop too, I still got you. I did some show with Zuchi and them.
Yeah,
Zuchi,
I saw.
Zuchi, MT and them. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You hear from there. You tell me what's going on.
No, I trust. I mean, I've seen your hip hop freestyles.
Yeah.
And I can tell you come from that club.
I'm sure you saw them. I did send you.
Huh?
I sent you.
What you mean you sent
me? You're one of the people I sent for help. You.
Oh, what?
For real, like, bro, I sent Ricky. I can show you right now. Should I show you?
Yeah, show me.
I sent you, Ricky.
Nah, I'm innocent.
For real, I think I sent you, Ricky, and Kes too. Like a lot of
guys. Kes, yeah, I believe you sent me.
Hey, but you guys
might. Kes be doing that to niggas. I'm paying Kes.
Everyone.
Hey, for this, you will.
Here's my conversation. Look what I did first to Ricky. What do you see? Please help.
It's even Pablo. Yeah. I believe it.
Yeah, you have
your Spanish name
then. That's the name of the song.
That's crazy, bro. 2021. Damn. Oh, yeah. Did you guys even conversate it? You know?
Yeah, with Ricky. Yeah. He used to call me and just show me. And he told me, bro, I feel like you're too gifted. A lot is going to come with it. And it's okay.
RIP to Ricky. I think Ricky also played a pivotal role in putting on a lot of young artists.
That's a hot man. Now that's
he really
that's a hot man.
No. Played a really big role in putting on a lot of artists. That was his position in the game, and you can feel that the game misses him so much, especially hip hop. You know, his role was really big. Was bigger than just him.
Yeah.
You know, he played a major role. RIP to the homie Ricky, man. He did a lot. Hip hop misses Ricky. Hip hop has lost actually big giants. Damn. Why hip hop is in the situation that we are in right now? We've lost a lot of big artists. I mean, Ricky, Keenan, WHP, Pro. Come on, bro. That's like people who are like literally in the top 10 of hip hop, all gone.
Mm.
You know, and that's why hip hop is in the situation that it is right now.
You get it back. You can do. You got bars, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be back soon.
Yeah, but just be open to, for me. The camera's still rolling, right?
Yeah.
I got a verse for you. Let's do it. When you're ready, just tell me.
All right. Let's cook up. Look out for El Tito Sir Trill coming at your door. Make some noise one time.
Hey, wait.
You guys are getting these exclusives. I don't know if you deserve it, but we're going to give it to you either way. Trill, man, thank you for coming, bro.
Tango.
You know, I don't take it for granted that we're in this position that we're in, where a lot of people trust us with their story. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you are artists that I really believe in, bro. I want to see you take it to the motherfucking top. Excuse my French. You know what I'm saying? I believe you're extremely talented. And I think besides me, a lot of people want to see you win, bro. We all want to see you win, bro.
Appreciate it.
So, man, blessings to everybody out there. Do you pray? Are you a man of God?
Every day.
You know how we end this podcast a lot of times with a prayer. We ask the guests if they just leave us with a little bit of a prayer before we leave. Is that possible? Can you leave us with a little bit of a prayer? It doesn't have to be long. It's a little prayer for us. All our podcasts, I promise you.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little prayer. Just leave us with something.
Put my name
fast.
Yeah, fast.
Fast. I want to leave the world with something positive. You know?
Sure.
Like on social media, on YouTube, everywhere we go, there's a lot of negativity that we spread to the world. I want us to take time now and then to spread a little positivity in the world. Let's give the world a balance.
So now want me to hit you with something quickly.
Just a little bit.
Close your eyes.
Yeah.
Yes. God, thank you for everything we are doing now, and thank you for how far I've come. Thank you for everything I've acquired, and thank you for giving us a stay for me to be here. Thank you for opening his heart for him to give me an opportunity to be here. And please bless everything he does. Please bless everything I do from here on. And please give me a longer life so I can help a lot of people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. That was beautiful. What more can I say? It's a wrap. Yes, sir. I can't, you know what I'm saying? We can't let you leave.
With
that little package, we gotta give you a little something.
What a
cake. This is an El Tito merch. You know what I'm saying?
Dango.
We had to make sure we hit you off a little bit.
Dango. Dango. What's war? None.
Yes, sir.
Sure.
And then if we can hit you with a this is our sponsor, Ringers. Yes, give you with a little package. They have a concert that's happening now. I'm going to reach out to them now. They're going to be mad at me, but this is what I'm going to do. They have a Drew Hill concert, Ringers. They have a Drew Hill concert. I'm asking my request that you guys make Sir Trail perform on the show.
Oh.
Please, this is my request as a wish for me. Let's have Sir Trail perform on the show. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Shout out. Thank you
so much.
Shout
out. We out. Must have to everybody.
One more thing.
Yeah.
Only money that I want. I want my money.
Perfect.
All right, y'all, my people. Competition time. So here's the question. Who is Ringers bringing to the country? It's a legendary group. Come on, I made it so easy for you guys. Who is Ringers bringing to the country? You go on the comments. It's a three-step thing. You go on the comments. You comment who's Ringers bringing to the country, right? Second step, you go buy a Ringers voucher. You can find them at a Total, at a BP, at a Pick and Pay, at a Spa. Buy your voucher. I mean, the vouchers go from 2 rand. So it's like really, really easy and cheap for you guys. And then once you buy the voucher, the third step is you go on the Ringers page on the social medias, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, and you comment with your voucher number. So here's the handles right here. So come on, I made it easy. I want you guys to win. Let's have a good time. Yes, sir. So I really make this competition easy for you guys. The T's and C's are there. Oh, what's going on here?
A little something.
Oh, damn. What is this?
There you go. You have to unbox it.
Is this a cake?
It
looks like a cake. What is this? Okay. Let's check. Can this mic go away a little bit? Let's see what we got. Ooh. What do you think it is, guys? I'm nervous. It's a voucher. Okay, what we got? Ooh. Damn. I got Ringers drip, you know what I mean?
What's the bag?
The bag
of the...
Okay.
Wait, Ringers. Why
check, I got nuts, you know what I mean? Huh? You know what I'm saying? I got nuts because I drive them crazy, you know what I mean? Damn, I got Bill Talk for days. Look. Please, guys, don't ask me for my food, eh? I got a drink. Shout out to Piliato. Shout out to my homie Casper. You know what I mean? Damn, I got, you know what I'm saying, almonds, I got sweets. Damn, I'm fed, man. Shout out to Ringers. Oh, man, this is dope. Thank you so much. This is really dope. Thank you.